Blog Talk Radio.
Something is wrong.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sharon?
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning. You are live on Blog Talk Radio, and we can all hear you.
Good morning, and welcome again to Blog Talk Radio. I am Dr. Betty Knighton, the Empire Builder. We are continuing our journey through Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich book. This book goes into detail about the 13 steps to riches. First step we covered our co-host today is Sharon Jackson. Sharon, are you on?
I am on, Betty. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We're going to quickly review a little bit from chapter 2 before we move into auto-suggestion. The second step to riches is faith, and it's defined on the bottom of page 45 as a state of mind which may be induced or created by affirmations or repeated instructions to the subconscious mind. So I think it's important that we review the last part of that chapter because there is a story about Charles Schwab, and it's the beginning of big business. So if you turn to chapter 2 on page 66, actually, I believe. No, not 66. Go back to page 59, and you'll see the topic that says a pretty after-dinner speech for $1 billion.
For the tone, to send a numeric page, press 2 now.
On the evening of December 12th, there was a dinner meeting, and Charles Schwab was a young man who spoke at that meeting. Now, it was a low-key meeting. It wasn't covered by the press, but when he finished, he had the attention of all the money men in the area. And what came out of that meeting was a billion-dollar idea and a conception of United States Steel. So all big events, all big projects, all big successes start with one idea. But that idea has to be combined with faith. And that happened in this instance. In 1900, a billion-dollar company was born. So this chapter is the foundation of the next chapter. Each chapter builds on the next chapter. The third chapter that we're covering today is auto-suggestion. Now, what is auto-suggestion? The beginning of page 66 will tell us that auto-suggestion is the medium for influencing the subconscious mind. There are 13 steps to riches. And this is the third step of 13 steps. Now, what is autosuggestion? Napoleon Hill explains it at the top of the page. Autosuggestion is a term which applies to all suggestions and all self-administered stimuli which reaches one's mind through the five senses. If you state it another way, it's self-suggestion. It's what we do in mastermind when we do our affirmations. We read them out loud. We are self-talking. We're talking to ourselves. We are programming and pouring into our subconscious mind. That is basically what auto-suggestion is. Now, the dominant thoughts which one permits to remain in the conscious mind, and it doesn't matter if they're negative or positive, it's immaterial. But if we permit them to remain in the subconscious mind, they will reach, or rather the conscious mind, they will reach and influence the subconscious mind. The conscious mind is the doorkeeper, is the security guard to the subconscious mind. Thoughts have to get past that conscious mind first before they can make it to the subconscious mind. Now, if anyone wants to comment or ask a question, please feel free to do that, and Sharon will.
Betty, this is a very good time for us to indicate two things. One is to remind our callers that this blog talk show is being hosted by the International Mastermind Association, and if they would like to find us on the Internet, we are www.internationalmasterminders.com. We also have a caller that has raised their hand. The last four digits are 7251. I'm going to open your mic now, caller. This is caller 7251.
Could it possibly be Neva? I just came on the line.
Very good. Thank you.
You have a question?
No, I just came on the line and I heard you talking about the $5 million. I started with page 59 on the face, and now I'm following you and listening.
Very good. Very good. Okay. All right, then. We'll go on.
Betty,
and
interrupting. Excuse me for interrupting. We have a caller with the last four digits of 6447 who has just raised their hand. I am going to open them up.
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much. I'm listening to everything that the host / facilitator is teaching us on the chapter of auto-suggestion, and I certainly emphatically agree that when we speak positive affirmations into our life, it shifts the programming of our mind to start gravitating towards those things that are positive and right. And I often teach that good thinking and good speaking is light, and when we gravitate to those things that are negative and contrary to those things that are good, then those things are darkness, and darkness and light cannot dwell in the same place. And since thoughts are things and they occupy space in the mind, I think it's very careful. We need to be very careful about the types of things that we allow to occupy in the space of our mind. And affirmations help us to focus on those things that are positive and right. And as you mentioned, Betty, and thank you so much for reminding us of that, as we continue to speak on those things that are positive, we begin to create the embodiment of those things that are positive in our lives as a result of going into our conscious mind and then being embedded into the subconscious mind. And then the manifestation of those positive things that we are gravitating upon comes into fruition. So thank you so much. I appreciate that, and just wanted to comment and kind of piggyback on what you're teaching us this morning.
Excuse me before you get off the line, Dr. Betty Knight. I believe that this is Dr. Mia Merritt. We have referred to Dr. Mia Merritt for the last 2 weeks. I'm so glad that you came on the call because we have talked about your ability to go into the spirit and pull things back into the natural. We have used you as an example, and we have used your quotes from your book, so I'm so glad that you're on the air this morning to share. I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood that this is the young lady that we have been talking about.
Thank you so much, Sharon. It's certainly a pleasure to be here, and it's always a refresher to listen to some of those principles that are outlined in Think and Grow Rich, which lays the foundation for Mastermind. So thank you all so much. It's a blessing to be in the presence of Betty Knighton and yourself and Ann McNeil. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Merritt. Thank you so much. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, Dr. Knighton.
Okay, we'll travel on page 68. Okay, now it says in that second paragraph, auto-suggestion is the agency of control through which an individual may voluntarily feed his or her subconscious mind on thoughts of a creative nature, or by neglect permit thoughts of a destructive nature to find their way into this rich garden of the mind. And Dr. Merritt just spoke about that. What she said is absolutely true, and this statement validates what she just said. Because what we feed into our subconscious mind, those are the kind of results we're going to get. If we feed garbage in, we can't expect to get good results. And the subconscious mind can't distinguish between what's positive and what's negative, or what's good and what's bad. It will act on whatever we feed it. Now, in the last chapter, well, not the last chapter, but actually chapter one, we were instructed to do some steps, some action steps, to take some action steps. Now, in chapter one, we were told to read aloud twice daily the written statement of our desire for money. We got to be able to see it. We've got to be able to feel it. We've got to act like we are already in possession of the money. And when we follow those instructions in chapter one, see, this will take place. We really need to follow those instructions. Now, because by doing so, we communicate the object of our desire to our subconscious mind. And that desire, it can't be a weak desire. It's got to be a strong desire. It has to be a burning desire. A burning desire. So when we repeat this procedure over and over again, we voluntarily create the habits. See, we need to create good habits and become slaves to those habits. And then watch as we go down the pathway to success. But the key is creating those good habits. Now, it's not restricted to money alone. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives. Money is just one of them. That's the one we're talking about. But you can set a goal in any area of your life, and it will work for you if you follow the instructions laid out in this book. That's why we use this book as our guideline in International Mastermind, because it is a guide to 13 steps of riches, and those riches involve every area of our lives. Now, if we go back to those steps and we read them, let's go back and read those steps. And then what you actually need to do, and after this call, you have this book, you actually need to go back to chapter one. You need to read those steps and then skip ahead. Skip to the chapter on organized planning. And then compare those two sets of instructions with those that are stated in this chapter. And you'll see that all of these instructions, every one of them, involves the law of auto-suggestion. It's all about feeding our subconscious mind what it needs, because if we don't feed it, something is going to take the place of that emptiness. It's just like a garden. If you have a part of your yard set aside for a garden, you're going to grow beautiful flowers and plants. But if you don't hurry up and plant something in that garden, the weeds are going to grow, and they're going to take over that garden. That's the same way with our subconscious mind. If we don't constantly feed it with a positive thought, then something else, negative thoughts, are going to take over. Now, let's look at page 69. Okay. When you do this, when you say these affirmations or read these statements, you can't just say, I will earn $10,000 by May 2012. No, you've got to say it with emotion. You've got to say it with feeling. You've got to be able to see yourself doing whatever you're going to do to earn that $10,000. It can't just be rote, just something you've memorized, something you say automatically. You've got to internalize it. You've got to emotionalize it. You've got to put feeling into it, because as stated here, your subconscious mind recognizes and acts only upon thoughts which have been well mixed with emotion or feeling. So you got to mix your emotion and your faith. That's an important, important fact. That's why some people don't get any results. They say, oh, I tried that affirmation stuff. It didn't work for me. There's a reason why it didn't work. Universal laws work for everybody when applied properly. And this auto-suggestion, it's just a universal law. Now, you don't get any results until you learn to reach your subconscious mind with thoughts or spoken words which have been well emotionalized with belief. And if it doesn't work the first time, don't give up. Do it again and again and again. Keep trying. Remember, there's no such possibility as something for nothing. Everything has a price. The price here may be your persistence and the time you put into this. Now, we can pause here if anyone wants to ask a question or make a comment. It doesn't have to be a question. You can make a comment. Sharon?
Actually, you stopped at a very good place for me, because you're right, it does pick up price. And when people say, and they say all the time, I tried that and it didn't work for me. But the thing is persistence, and you can't cheat. You can't meditate. You can't do auto-suggestion one day and then not do it the next. It is consistency. It is not just one day, it is every day. And your mind, it can become rote, because you must do it. It is something that you do everything. It is something that you do everything every day when you wake up. It is something that you do any time you feel your mind wandering, thinking, allow a thought that comes in that is negative to where you want to go. You do it right then. You do it right there. You go back to the thought that what it is that you want. You do it again before you go to bed, because then your mind is set and your mind meditates on it while you are asleep. And then when you wake up, you do it all over again. There are people in the International Mastermind that can attest to this situation. They can attest to bringing things forward because they have done exactly this. And that's the reason why this is so important. People think that they have done it, but when you read the book, and you see the specific words that have been highlighted, that have been italicized, you cannot cheat. And there is only one way to make this happen, and that is through consistency. And the reason why we in the Mastermind Association do this is because of accountability. how many times do we hear the legacy members of International Mastermind say over and over again, accountability, accountability, accountability. It is a hard road to hoe, but that is the reason why they have gained what they have gained, because they are consistent in their thought patterns and they hold one another accountable. I say this because I'm preaching to myself, not only to the choir, but I am preaching to myself, because when you hear it, when you say it, it goes into your mind and you hear it too. So this is a very, very, very excellent book, excellent page, and excellent passage, because I highlighted it and I underlined it twice. You cannot cheat. That is the price that you pay to gain a significant outcome. Thank you, Betty. And I am going to make this announcement again. This is blog talk show is being brought by the International Masterminders. Our location on the internet is www.internationalmasterminders.com. And we want to thank all of our callers. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Sharon. That was excellent. So the bottom line is that only I can decide whether or not the reward is worth the effort that I must put in it. That is an individual decision for each of us. How much do you want it? How big is your desire? How deep is your need for it? Only you can decide that. But persistence is the key. In auto-suggestion, you have to be persistent. It's not enough to be smart. It's not enough to be clever. That alone won't attract and retain money, except in a few cases where the law of averages may favor that. But that's a small percentage, because this method, auto-suggestion, it doesn't play favorites. We're all on a level playing field when it comes to all of these steps to riches, not just this third step, but all 13 steps. That's the beauty of it. We are all, regardless of skin color, regardless of education, regardless of age or gender, we are all on a level playing field. It'll work for one person just as well as it will work for another person. And if a person fails, they can't really say, oh, that system didn't work for me. It was not the system. It was a person, because the system worked. How do we know? Because so many people have used it and have proven over and over again. So we have to try, and if we fail, we just have to make another effort. We have to keep trying because the system works. Now, on the bottom of page 69, it says your ability to use the law of auto-suggestion will depend very largely upon your capacity to concentrate, and that's in bold letters, to concentrate upon a given desire until that desire becomes a burning obsession. You've seen people who are obsessed with things. I mean, they get up thinking about it. They go to sleep thinking about it. It's on their mind all day, and they don't stop until they have achieved whatever it is. Well, we have to have that same kind of desire. So when we start carrying out those instructions in those six action steps, and that's key, I believe it may be on page 28, but when we start carrying out those action steps, we're going to have to use that principle. We're going to have to concentrate. We can't just do it halfway. We've got to do it all the way. Now, he offers some suggestions here on page 70 for the effective use of concentration. He says that when you begin to carry out the first of the six actions, and the first one instructs you to fix your mind the exact amount of money you desire, hold your thoughts on that amount of money by concentration or fixation of attention with your eyes closed until you actually see the physical appearance of the money. So that's an important step. Close your eyes. See this money before your very eyes. You've got to be able to see it and feel it. And it's got to be like it's already in your hand. Do it at least once a day, he says. And when you go through those exercises, then you also got to combine what he says in chapter 2. You've got to bring faith into that picture too. And you've got to actually see yourself in possession of the money. Following those steps in chapter 1 won't do you any good unless you are also exercising the faith that he talks about in chapter 2. Okay? Any comments at this time? If not, we'll go on. Now, another... You have a comment?
No, ma'am. I was actually just saying let's continue and move on.
Okay. Very good.
Actually,
okay,
I'm sorry. We have a caller. The last four digits are 0024. I'm going to open your mic.
Good.
Hi, my name is Vermaya Rodriguez. I met 2 years ago. I met the president of Edsel Construction. And when I first saw her, I went for a job position, and I explained to her that I always wanted to put my business. And I remember her handing me the book, Think and Grow Big. And I told her, and I really don't like to read. And, you know, she said, well, my reading, you have to read. So I started reading the book, and I started noticing that some of the things that the book talks about were some of the ideas that I try to implement in order to get my business going. The first thing was the desire for me to get my contractor's license. After studying for the test, I finally passed the test, and after working for 2 years, I decided that I wanted to put my business. And in my mind, I've always pushed to try to put the business in place. And I got a phone call from her after two years, and she said, you know what, I'm going to help you. You know, little by little, so that you can start the business. And it was like, you know, it was like one of the happiest moments I haven't heard from her like in 2 years. She was like a mentor to me. But in my mind, even though I hadn't got any contracts or I hadn't been doing any work, but in my mind, I always had that thing that I was gonna have my business. So I had that strong will, that strong desire to have my business, and I started putting a plan together on how I was going to make that business work. And I've seen little by little, it's been hard, but I've seen little by little how it's starting to everything's starting to get in place. Just out of that desire that I had spoken to her 2 years ago about putting my business. And then her giving me the book and reading the book and trying to follow through with the book. So that's the only comment I had to make.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for those remarks. Thank you. It works. It works if you work it. Now, another significant fact we need to discuss is that your subconscious mind will take any order you give it in a spirit of absolute faith, and it will act on those orders. Now, they may have to be presented over and over again through repetition before they are actually interpreted by the subconscious mind. You can actually deceive your subconscious mind. You can actually trick it because it doesn't know the difference. It doesn't know whether what you're feeding it is true or false. It doesn't know that it's not yet a fact when you say, I am wealthy beyond means. I am in possession of X number of dollars. It doesn't know that that's not true yet. It takes it on faith. So whatever we feed, again, we can't say it enough, whatever we feed to our subconscious mind repeatedly, that is what it is going to accept and act on. Now, also on the bottom of page 70, it tells us, don't wait. Now, we talk about a definite plan in chapter 1 when we're going through those 6 steps, but it also says it don't wait now until you have a definite plan to which you intend to exchange your services. Start acting, start believing now, start demanding and expecting. So meanwhile, your subconscious mind will hand you over the plan you need. You're saying that you need X number of dollars, your subconscious mind will hand you over the plan. So you're just waiting for a detailed plan. And once that detailed plan is received, act on it. Don't delay. Don't doubt. Act on it. Act immediately. Now, it may be like a fleeting thought, an inspired thought, something may flash across your mind. When you get those little mind flashes, don't ignore them, because that could be your subconscious mind giving you the message from infinite intelligence. So whenever these thoughts flash across your mind, like, maybe I ought to do a blog talk show, and then you don't think about it anymore, that flash could have been the plan that your subconscious mind was sending you. So all of these thoughts, treat them with respect, and when you receive them, act on them. Because if you fail to do this, it's going to be fatal to your success. Now, on the page, on page 71, is a very important statement. It says, when visualizing with closed eyes the money you intend to accumulate, see yourself rendering the service or delivering the merchandise you intend to give in return for this money. This is important. So you're not just visualizing the money coming to you. You're visualizing what you're going to do to receive that money. For example, if you say, I'm going to be a great public speaker, a great motivational speaker, see yourself walking out on that stage and see yourself in front of thousands of people speaking, if that's the way you intend to earn the money. If you intend to sell jewelry or whatever, see yourself with these beautiful pieces of jewelry on display everywhere, all on eBay, on the Internet. See the product. So you got to visualize not just the money you want to receive, but what you want to do to receive the money. Now, before we go into a summary of instructions, Sharon, do we have anyone who wants to make a comment or a question?
No, a lot of listeners, no one has raised their hand, but I would like to make a comment if it's all right.
Yes, go ahead.
I am so excited to hear exactly what you're talking about, because it is so pertinent that as we go through the process, it is a demanding and it is an expectation. It is, you know, seeing it in your mind and the expectation, almost a demand that it come forth. You call it forth out of your future into your present, out of your subconscious into your conscious mind. And I just want to make sure that people understand that this is a process. There is never a problem. Everything is done through a process, and this is what Betty is talking about today. It is a definite process, and it is one that you don't skip stairs. You take every step. You follow everything exactly the way it's being explained. Otherwise, if you don't follow the instruction, unfortunately, you won't have the same outcome. Betty, I see I just wanted to add that in and just wanted to tell you how well you're doing this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, what we're going to do now is summarize our instructions. We're going to take the action steps, six action steps in Chapter 1. We're going to blend them with the principles in Chapter 3, okay? So now, if your definite chief aim involves money and the attainment of wealth, these are the things you need to do. First, go into your quiet spot where you won't be disturbed, okay? And then close your eyes and repeat aloud, it has to be aloud, the written statement of the amount of money you intend to accumulate. You also have to add a time limit. I intend to accumulate this money by this date. And you're going to give a description of the service that you're going to use to accumulate this money. You're going to see yourself already in possession of the money. And you can take the steps in chapter one, and you can use that as a model to do your statement. It's a good model. You can use that. Now, once you have done this, the amount of money, the date you want to receive it, and the services you want to render, or the products you want to give in return, then you can write that down in your statement. Now, that's the first step. The second step is you are going to repeat this. You have your statement written. Now you're going to repeat it morning and night until you can clearly see it in your imagination.
Excuse me, Betty.
Yes.
We have a caller with the last four digits of 0184 that would like to come on the line, that would like to make a comment. Okay. For some reason, when I open their mic, there is a noise. I'm going to try it one more time. Okay. Maybe they dropped.
We can't get her? Okay. Well, okay. Okay, if we can't get that caller, we have technical difficulties, we'll go on with the third step. Now, that statement that you've just written, that you're going to repeat morning and night, you're going to place a written copy of it where you can see it night and morning. And you're going to read it just before you go to bed, and you're going to read it when you wake up. You're going to do that until it has been memorized. Now, you can make, when you write it out, make several copies. You can put one in your bathroom where you go first thing in the morning. You can put one in your car. You can put one in your wallet. You can put one everywhere. But you need to do this. Now, you carry out these instructions. You're applying the law of auto-suggestion. And the whole purpose of this entire exercise is to give orders to your subconscious mind. Okay? Now, as we said, this applies to money, but it can also apply to any desire you have or any goal you set. But your mind will only act on those instructions which have been emotionalized. And
excuse me.
Those who have feelings. Yes?
I'm sorry. There is. I just opened a mic for the last four digits of 0184. They just raised their hand.
Okay.
Good morning, Betty and Sharon. This is Ann McNeil. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
You know, if I were any better, I would be every single one of you who are listening to this call this morning, because these six steps is what I have personally used for the last 30-plus years of my life. And I would be remiss if I sat here and did not say something about the fact that you are doing an excellent job, and the book holds true that if we think, we will grow rich in every single area of our life. And I really would like for you to also discuss on page 29, there's a paragraph that says, only those who become money conscious ever accumulate great riches. Money consciousness means that the mind has become so thoroughly saturated with the desire for money that one can see oneself already in possession of it. And so I just wanted to just interject that, because I think that so often we think of a lot of things that we want, but because we're not money conscious, we don't really manifest it. And Charles Fillmore says in his book Prosperity that money consciousness expects money in manifestation. So if we are conscious about getting that money, it eventually will manifest itself in realization. So I just wanted to just share that, and thank you so very much, Sharon and Betty. Thank you.
Absolutely. That is a good point. That statement is found on page 29 in the chapter on desire, and it goes to show you why desire is so important. And that's why he lists desire as the first step in the process of gaining riches, the first of the 13 steps, desire. Okay, now, going on with our summary, we just told you the three steps you need to take. And this chapter represents the keystone in the arch of thinking grow rich philosophy. Because without this auto-suggestion, it's not going to work. Your plan is not going to work without auto-suggestion. Now, on page 73, it says, these instructions may at first seem abstract. Don't let this disturb you. Follow the instructions no matter how abstract or impractical they may at first appear to be. The time will soon come. If you do as you have been instructed, in spirit as well as in fact, when a whole new universe of power will unfold to you. So we have to also get rid of skepticism, because it's natural. Sometimes we're natural skeptics about things that seem abstract to us. But if we follow the instructions, we can replace that skepticism with belief. And that belief will in turn crystallize into absolute faith. At that point, you've arrived at the point where you can truly say, as the poet said, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. A lot of philosophers have made that statement, that each person is the master of his or her own destiny. But most of them fail to say why this is so. And so many people don't understand this and don't know how to capture this as a part of their daily lives. But we have learned by reading this book the principles of becoming successful. So we would like to thank all of you for listening today. And please remember to read this chapter aloud once every night. Now, next week you will be hosted by the Anointed Masterminders. We have enjoy serving as your host for this month, the Palm Beach Life Planners. And so, again, I say I'm Betty Knighton, the Empire Builder, helping you to build an empire one book at a time. Have a great day. Back to you, Sharon.
Thank you. I'm just so thankful that we had this opportunity to host the show, or that I am a co-host to Dr. Betty Knighton. I really appreciate that. I think that the steps were explained very well, what we have to do. It's just a matter of doing it, and that's what's so, so, so significant. I think we have some other callers. There is a call. We have 22 seconds. I'm going to open this mic up for 3677.
Good morning, ladies. This is Angela Williams with Anointed Masterminders. I've been listening to you ladies today, and you blessed me. I wanted to hear what we were following and what the format was, and you ladies have given us such a great example. So thank you for serving this month, and we look forward to serving next month.
Good.
And we are off the air.
Okay.